This did follow a visit. Name of the patient is Christian Sabo, CHRISTIANSABO. Christian Sabo, date of birth 3/15/2014. Date of accident is 9/1/2021. And date of service 1/20/2022. The patient, Christian Sabo, is a 6-year-old Arabic boy who was involved in an automobile accident on 9/1/2021, where he was a rear seat passenger and his mother was the driver, and it appears the impact caused head injury to his head hit into the seat in front, and the left hand hit into the door and right knee to the seat. This caused him headaches as well as symptom of TBI, leading to confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, loss, balance, nausea, and blood, as well as pain in the lower back and right knee and left hand. Today he reports that he is feeling good a little bit. His headaches are mostly in the frontal part of the head, 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, with sensitivity to the light and noise, with mild occasional dizziness. His memory is okay, and no vision problems are reported. Some vision disturbance is reported, but eyes are okay as such. The pain in the lower back is 6, with radiation to the right leg posteriorly in S1-S2-dermatome fashion. The pain in the right knee is around 3. The patient reports that his knee is more better, and his PT and physical therapy and massage is helping him. His shoulder is also reported to be much better, and back is also 30 to 40% better. His ADLs are, his pain is only between 5 and 6, and ADLs that are affected are walking and general activities on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient does report 40% improvement in the symptoms. In the system review, patient has reported headache with vision disturbance and difficulty sleeping. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, or anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back pain, knee pain, and denies any other symptoms. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, and contents of the bowel. Stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, cough, and shortness of breath. In last 30 days, he has report that he has slightly improved in his pain. That's his shoulder and the wrist area. And patient report no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. And current pain medication is none. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, no vital signs were taken. Physical exam is identical to previous visit of 12/21/2021, dictation number 12223-05, along with diagnosis. The plan of care is as follows. The patient is having a knee, neck brace, and a back brace. Already, his physical therapy continues 3 times per week, focusing on the lower back, shoulder, elbow, knee, and the wrist, left wrist, right knee. Lidocaine gel 3%, 200 gram is provided to apply for all the painful areas for topical pain relief. He has been referred to a pediatric neurology and pediatric neuropsych for evaluation and treatment at DMC Hospital, Children's Hospital. The father of the patient says take him there, and I don't believe that we need to do any MRI for his lower back at this moment. He's improving 50%, 40 to 50%. Hopefully, he'll get better. Thank you. He'll be seen in a month's time.